Hey, Portland, welcome to the 533. It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
Woman addicted to eating cement.
Yeah.
Woman's name is Patrice Ramgoolam. She's addicted to eating sand, bricks, and cement. She says it's her comfort blanket.
Ah, so she's got one of those mental things where people...
I would assume, yes.
Well, you think kidney stones are bad? Try passing a sidewalk.
It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
A typo has led to a very big situation in Cleveland. As a matter of fact, the typo led to the release of an accused Cleveland killer from jail.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy's name was Amarion Sanders. He was accused of murder. What ended up happening is the person who was supposed to be released was a guy named Antonio Seymour. Their numbers on the docket, one was 685908, the other was 685909. They confused the two guys.
And released a serial killer?
Yeah, and now they're on the lookout for him.
Well, ironically, a typo reduced his sentence and saved his colon.
It's the three weirdest stories of the day.
Faces made of living skin make robots smile.
Ah, that's creepy.
The Japanese scientists have figured out a way to attach living skin to the faces of robots to make their smiles more realistic and their facial expressions. It's lab-grown skin. Doesn't quite look exactly perfect, but it's creepy and it's weird.
Why would you even do this? They already made a Mark Zuckerberg.